Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
We need you to man or woman up and fight at Ticket Fight Night later this summer. Sign up today at p1attheticket.com, then drape yourself in glory on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Before the real games get underway, join the invasion from the Epic in Grand Prairie this Tuesday for the Ticket Olympics, a day full of competition, including 200-meter race. The Epic is Grand Prairie's fitness, arts, and entertainment facility at Epic Central, and now home to the Ticket Olympics this Tuesday from 10 to 1.
All right, thank you very much, Lando. It's 5:38 here on the Hardline, and we are live at Choctaw Casino and or Resort here in Durant, Oklahoma. Short drive from the Metroplex. Appreciate all the P1s that have showed up. You, sir, in the Ranger hat. Cheers to you. I got a note. It's funny. I told the story a little bit earlier, but because everyone knows that my name is Goofbally and nobody can really pronounce it and they've never heard it before. And
the ticket's and, Kirby Davidson.
Yes, it's a lot of Kirby's. And today was an all-timer because here at Choctaw, there's a little food court that we're right next to. And I went and got a barbecue sandwich. And as we executed the transaction, the lady, and I gave her my name because she asked for my name to put on the order. And as we executed the transaction and she handed me my little sandwich, she goes, thank you, Kookie. And I was like, well, thank you. So, Kookie now is top three.
Is it K-O-O-K-Y?
I don't know.
Or K-O-U.
Or K-O-K-I-E.
Or is it spelled like Kookie?
It's just an accent.
Again, I don't...
Kookie.
It's
I don't
regional.
Really know, but Kookie ranks up there with me being called Jibby, which happened, and Cobby, which happened as well. Those are on the medal stand now as we enter the Olympic period. Kookie, Cobby, and Jibby. And I got an email from a guy named Corby, and he was like, I am so glad you tell these stories. He goes, I live your life. It is the exact same, no matter if it's on a Starbucks cup or a to-go order or someone calling out my name or I introduce myself the first time and they look at you funny and they get it wrong every single time. So it's just one of those names, and Kookie is, God, I love it. I love it. All right. Sponsors.
Twin Peaks and American Leak Detection.
All right, it's 5:41 on the ticket.
And now, the Mad Dame Show! Featuring your host, not me!
Thank you, announcer man. Yes, it is time.
I don't understand.
For the Man Game Show.
Whoa.
The Man Game Show. Now, it just so happens that I'm staring at two very, very handsome, healthy men.
Virile men.
Thank you.
Virile indeed.
I have two children.
Yes, you do. DJ has yet to procreate that we know of.
Three wives and two kids.
But we know he's capable.
I've spilled seed. There's no question.
Yes, absolutely. This is a game show, not specifically for men. It's called The Man Show because it is incumbent upon you, the contestants, which we have fabulous prizes for, to tell me, how many times did Dan Campbell use the word man in our interview that we did with him earlier in the week? That is the Man Show. Much like the game of You Know, which was spawned on this very program, oh, those many years ago, in which athletes' verbal crutch was You Know, Dan Campbell has a verbal crutch. It is the word man.
Is it because he's so manly that he just can't help himself from saying man?
He's exuding man.
I don't know, but I would never challenge him on this to his face, mention it to him to his face, mention it to anyone who knows him, mention it in the state of Michigan. I fear Dan Campbell.
Okay, so the entire interview was
22 minutes.
Okay. We played an abridged version yesterday.
Yes.
So the entire interview is 22 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Subtract 7 minutes for Bob questions.
Interesting.
That's shooting low.
And then
7 minutes.
And then let's multiply. I would say he probably says man every 10 seconds. So
10 seconds?
Times 10. I'm going to say he said man 150 times.
Okay. That's an interesting way to go about things.
That feels like a shot from Dave. That kind of is intimating that Dan Campbell is not articulate enough to use other words other than man.
That needs to get back to the Lions.
I think he's very smart.
Dave Lane from Dallas doesn't believe in
him. It's Baltimore material.
It is.
I'm going to say 50 times.
Okay. Now.
Quite a spread.
We had Lando pull every single man with a little bit of context as well. And so... Thanks to technology, modern technology, you will be able to not only hear the word man each time it is said by Dan Campbell, you will hear an accompanying bell that I believe sounds just like that.
Wow.
Each and every time.
What technology?
So if you if you can't count the mans, you can count the bells. So ladies and gentlemen.
What if I don't want to count at all?
Let's start the man show.
It's one of the last organizations that, man, it lives and breathes football. The fans live and breathe it. But the point is, it's sports, man, and they love the Lions. And, man, I am not kidding you. You guys know I played for a while. I've coached in this league for a while. I've been in a number of different venues. And, man, our wild card game, the first week of the playoffs against the Rams here at home, that is the most electric game I've ever been a part of. But they were ready for it. And it was electric, man, too. Like, holy crap, I can't believe it, man. We were just at the Dixie Chicken slamming beers. And I'm like, man, I just, that's not for me. And then pretty soon you get out, you can't play anymore, and you love the sport and everything about it. And you're like, you know what? Maybe this is for me. We try to do a better job of being more efficient as much as we can. Like, that's just one of the things that I knew from afar is, man, how can we? Now, we got to do our work. And sometimes that means we are going to be up there late. But at the same token, man, I know this. There was a time where it was like, you know, more was more. And that's not the case. Man, if you don't get sleep, your creativity it's lost. And I can't tell you the number of nights that, you know, as a young coach or you're sitting there trying to solve a problem. And I mean, I'm not kidding you. 2 hours, I'm on the same problem. And, man, how do we solve? What do we do with the protection? What if we do? Blah, blah, blah. And I can't figure it out. I go to bed. I wake up within 5 minutes. I got it. Wow. You know, just because I had gotten my 4 hours of sleep or whatever. And, man, you got to have rest. And so, man, how efficient can we be? Get these guys something they can win with. Man, we had to instill hope and confidence, just in where they had come from, and obviously where the organization had come from. Man, you're doing everything you can to get these guys to buy in and believe. Man, if we do things a certain way, and I know what our identity is, and that will never change. And as long as our standards are set to never let go of our identity and always live by that, live by those principles, man. We're tough, we're physical, we finish, we're aggressive. And I'll say this, too. You talk about 100. Man, this game, I don't care where you're at, the bottom or the top, you should take this personal. And I take it personal. Every game, man, I can find things. To me, we are still hunting. We're not the hunter. And that's how our team views it, man. You circle them and you find out. I'll find something to know that's going to set me off. And you take it personal, man, and you approach each week that way. First of all, man, I go back. I look at everything. Man, I study it. I study my own decisions, man, from penalty decisions, throwing a flag, not throwing a flag, to game situations. What I mean by that is, man, who's going to have the big hat per certain games? Man, I'm always going to lean on the strength of our team. Man, I'm always going to go with what our strength is and what I believe is going to help us win the game. At the flip side, hey, man, sayonara.
Dude, you're awesome, and I really appreciate this, and good luck.
Bob, I appreciate you, man. You were always good to me, and I appreciate that. And that time we had on the radio was awesome, man, and I love the hell out of it. So you guys keep doing what you're doing, man. I love you. I've always loved you guys, so keep rolling.
Wow. A flurry at the end. Lando, the total count is
31.
I
didn't wait.
It's okay. It's all right. It's all right. It's okay. 31. Our winner is DJ Ringenberg.
We went over.
No, we didn't. What did it matter?
He said 50.
You said 150.
Yeah, you weren't even close.
I was more right than he was.
You insulted our guest.
You did.
And
that his vocabulary is so low that he can only come up with that.
Yeah, man. You football man.
So Gordon always makes fun of me because he thinks I overly man things.
Yeah, you called the former president man. Or no, buddy.
Buddy. There's a big difference.
Just casual Corby.
Man
thanks,
is...
Buddy. You bet.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, but I do get caught in the rut of saying man. You don't have to hit the bell now anymore. Thank you.
He's still keeping count.
Because I will be like, man, that's just crap. I say that all the time, but that guy is an assassin, dude.
Does Gen Z use man? What is their casual
dude
filler word
is dude?
Or term?
Because I say
dude,
I say
like
it
or bruh.
Bro.
Oh, yeah, bruh or bruh dude. Or bruv.
Yes,
yeah.
That's the big one. Mm-hmm. And I'll catch myself doing that, especially because my kids are all, bro, bruh.
Shut the fuck up.
No, it's still not him. After all these years, it's not. But I kind of like that man. It fits him.
Sure.
You know? There aren't too many people who can get away with it, but he's so intense.
Well,
like, do you think he does that to his wife? Like, what are you getting for dinner? And she's like, I'm going to get the fish. Man, I'll tell you what. Like,
guaranteed.
Yeah,
yes.
That's just how he talks.
Or does he say woman?
You're right, yeah.
I mean, I respect the fact that he is who he is. That you will see coaches that when they climb the ladder and they finally get that head coaching job, they feel like they have to change.
Yeah.
They feel like when Dave Campo went from secondary coach to defensive coordinator to head coach, and then he started wearing the glasses.
Yes.
And he started wearing tailored shirts and presenting a head coach image that just wasn't him.
Yeah.
I appreciate the fact that Dan Campbell has stayed true to himself and he does not put on any airs for anyone.
And I think the players like that.
Obviously, they do. He's a walking, breathing god up there. All right. Well, congratulations, DJ. Your first victory.
Thank you.
In the man show.
Thank you so much.
This
All right.
has been the Man Game Show!
And thank you to Ham, our intrepid announcer.
That was Ham?
That was Ham. That was
Ham. Didn't sound like Ham.